The second aspect of this principle is one of generosity. Generosity is taking all that manifests for you in your life, all that shows up for you, and being willing to share it. The thing that generosity does for us is that it liberates us from the concept of scarcity. And that's what we need to have in order to be manifestors. You become liberated from the idea of scarcity when you are willing to generously give of that which shows up in your life. There are many people who tithe. Well, that is, they give a percentage, generally 10% of their earnings, to those who provide spiritual nourishment or spiritual food in their life, even when they don't have it. I did a benefit just recently on Maui for a man who, when he was 32 or 33 years old, his name is Michael Leboff. He was a strapping, surfing type dude on Maui, just a cool guy who was waiting tables and good looking and had women coming here and there all the time, and just like one of these guys, you know, that you see all over Maui. He was at the beach one day, and they were playing frisbee out there, and someone threw the frisbee, and he said, "I'll get it for you." And he went and he dove into the shallow water to get the frisbee, but at the moment that he dove, the wave somehow, it receded at that exact second, and the wave was gone, and he hit the sand. Now, this was an experienced surfer, and he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic in that instant. And then he said, at that moment, he said, "I was reborn." That was about 3 years earlier from now. And this summer, when I was on Maui, a friend of his, Frank Levinson, called me and asked me if I would be willing to do a benefit, if I would speak, and if Jerry Jampolsky, who has also done a program with Nightingale Connor, called Love is Letting Go of Fear, and Jerry and I both did a benefit. I spoke for an hour and a half, Jerry spoke for an hour and a half, and people came in and donated money, and he needed $10,000 in order to go to the Miami Project for the treatment of spinal cord injuries. And now they're finding that there are ways to not only assist these people in their life, but perhaps to even get them walking again. And so they're going to do a complete evaluation, but he needed $10,000. So we did this benefit. And they raised $9,000, and I threw in $1,000, and he had his $10,000. But the interesting thing about this was that when it was done, he took the $1,000 that I gave him, which represented 10% of what he had earned. This man in a wheelchair who is paralyzed from the shoulders down, and he sent it to Kay O'Bara, the woman whose daughter's been in a coma for 27 years, because he felt that he had to give something back. That kind of generosity will allow Michael not only to have the Miami Project show up, where he will be in November, but it will allow probably the healing that he is looking for to begin to take hold, because it releases him from this idea that there is scarcity out there. If you're free enough to give what you have away, especially the things that you have that you treasure, like a lot of people say, and I've been practicing this for quite a few years now, a lot of people say, well, you go through your clothes that you haven't worn in the last year or two, and if you haven't worn them, just take them out of the closet and give them to someone who can benefit from them. You can always find someone that'll benefit from them, which is a wonderful thing to do. But a more powerful, spiritually enriching thing to do is to go through the clothes that you like the best and that you wear all the time, or that you wouldn't want to part with because they really mean so much to you, and give 10% of those away. Then you'll see the spiritual food, if you will, beginning to show up more and more into your life. When you can give away something of yourself that you seem to be attached to, because detaching from it is a big part of this business of manifesting. You see, when you become generous, you are really saying to the universe and to yourself very quietly, I know there are no limits to this divine intelligence. I know it's inexhaustible. I know it was never born. I know it can never die. And therefore, I am willing to allow it to flow through me. The divine intelligence is always moving. It is always flowing. Generosity takes you away from that idea that somehow there's a scarcity out there. I remember I was in New Orleans not too long ago, and I was giving a talk, and I went for a walk with my assistant and several other people, several friends who had come there to hear me speak. And we were walking in the seedy section of New Orleans, where there's a lot of drug addicts, a lot of street people, a lot of prostitutes, a lot of poverty, a lot of lost souls. People who believe that they're alone. And whenever I'm in one of those places, and I seem to be attracted to those places, I think about there but for the grace of God, so many of us know, go I. So many people, when they see homeless people, they think about, well, I'd really like to give to them, but they're really just lazy. And they should go out and get a job. And that keeps me from being generous to them. And I would say to you that if you can't give with love, don't give. Just give a silent blessing. But don't send anger and hatred and judgment and bitterness towards those who are out there, whatever it is that they're doing. I wouldn't say give, despite, if you don't feel it coming from your heart, if it's not a heart-space thing, then it is artificial and you will just be filled with resentment and you'll stop the blockage of this flow of energy. So give a silent blessing to that person and hope that perhaps they can find another way or a higher way. But there's also the element of how often that kind of an attitude is what we use to keep us from being able to part with something that we are so attached to. And it's a very convenient thing to hang on to. And we often forget. And being in New Orleans, and there was a young girl, she couldn't have been more than 15. She had been on the streets for 4 years. She hadn't had a bath, I don't think, in all that time. She was obviously into drugs and smelled bad. And I saw the spirit in that child. And I started talking to her. And she was giving me the talk that you hear from street people about all the reasons why she was there and blaming her mother and blaming all of these kinds of, and essentially not taking responsibility for what her life was. She was kind of, she started to cry after a little while, and I mean, she was really a little girl. And my heart tugged so strong at her, and I offered, I said, you know, my assistant, Maya, was there, and I said, you know, Maya could take you over to the hotel. We can get you a room there. We'll get you all cleaned up. Well, and she just didn't want any part of that at all. So before we left, I said, come over here, Carolyn. And I reached into my pocket, and I had a $100 bill in my pocket, and I gave her the $100 bill. And the people that were there with me said, as we were walking away, don't you realize that you just enabled her to have more drugs and that she's going to spend that on alcohol and on... And I said, you know, it doesn't matter to me what she does with the money. That's not why I gave it to her. I said, the money, as far as I'm concerned, represents one act of kindness from one human being to another. That's all it is. I'm detached from the outcome. I'm not concerned about where that will go. But maybe this person just needs to have one person put their arm around her, demonstrate a little caring, and maybe that one act will help her to get her life off of the streets and off of that death sentence that she was living out. Perhaps. And as you practice generosity of spirit, detach from the outcome about what people are going to do with it, where it's going to go, how it's going to get used, whether it's going to be done for the right way or the way I think it should be done. Detach from that and give from your heart all that shows up in your life. Just let it keep flowing. And after a while, what happens is you are completely detached from how it works out. And you're not even attached to how things show up in your life. And all of those things that you used to be so concerned with when you were back there as an athlete and a warrior and asking for so much and being so concerned of whether you're going to get it and how it's going to show up, when you reach this level of generosity and gratitude in your life, what happens is miraculous. It no longer matters. And the irony here is that as it no longer matters to you, more and more shows up. Until it gets to a point where you can't even handle it all. And you just keep letting it circulate. And you're not concerned at all with where the next one is going to be. You have a knowing. You are so aware of the abundance and the unlimitedness of the divine intelligence that is in everything, that it can't be exhausted, that you're willing to allow it to continue to flow through your life. And then you get in synchronicity with that divine force. It's almost like you have a collaboration with fate. And as you collaborate, rather than fight, scarcity moves away in your life. That's how I give. When I give, I ask not for one explanation of how it's going to be used. The giving is done for the purpose of being generous, of the opening of the heart chakra to another human being.